Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan gets off the ground. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Cabinet recently approved the establishment of the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, JAIP, to provide group health, life and personal accident insurance for over 100 national athletes.
Cabinet has approved the selection of Guardian Life Insurance and Allied Insurance Brokers as the providers of insurance coverage for our athletes. Guardian Life will provide group health, while Allied will provide group life and personal accident coverage.
Information Minister, Senator Sandria Faulkner.
The Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan has received funding support from the Sports Development Foundation, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the National Health Fund, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, and Education Chase Fund.
Establishment of the plan by the government means that Jamaica's athletes will now be able to receive health insurance coverage tailored to their needs for the first time. The government scheme will include health screening as well as preventative and remedial health care. The Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan emerged out of consultations in the drafting for the National Sports Policy, tabled in Parliament in 2013. Senator Faulkner adds that the JAIP has received the full endorsement of the various national sports associations and federations.
The national sports associations and federations have also committed to supporting the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan by contributing 5% of the cost for their participating member athletes.
The establishment of the JAIP comes a month after the government announced a partnership with the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3As, to provide financial assistance to athletes through the J3As Athletes Development Fund. The assistance is being provided specifically to athletes in a training program going into the 2016 Olympic Games. The government is to provide some $43 million to the Athletes Development Fund via the Sports Development Foundation. The funds were generated by repurposing money initially earmarked to celebrate the achievements of track and field athletes during the 2015 IAAF World Athletics Championships held in Beijing, China in August.
The sum to be saved will allow support to be given to J3As through the Sport Development Foundation to provide a monthly stipend to a pool of approximately 70 athletes currently in a national program and those going through the developmental process heading into Rio 2016.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. Approximately 84 track and field athletes are slated to benefit under the Athletes Development Fund. Under the fund, athletes are placed into two tiers. Tier 1 comprises athletes who have attained the IAAF qualifying times or distances in their particular disciplines, while Tier 2 comprises those who are actively training but have not yet achieved these standards. The list includes locally and internationally based athletes. Athletes in Tier 1 will receive a monthly stipend of $60,000 per month, and those in Tier 2, $30,000. Athletes are selected based on criteria such as an annual income threshold, which would include earnings from contracts, endorsements, and performance. Additionally, athletes benefiting from other support programs, such as the Olympic Solidarity Program, would not also benefit under this fund. The J3As has expressed its willingness to consider appeals or applications from athletes who believe they should have been included in the list of beneficiaries. For more information on the J3A's Athlete Support Fund, you can contact them at 978-9983. And for information on the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, contact the Sports Division of the Office of the Prime Minister at 927-9941. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.